Welcome to another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press, beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We're recording on Sunday, March 17th, St. Patty's Day.
Woo! Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Yay!
Woo! We're here with some of our favorite Fallscasters, because we didn't introduce anyone last time.
We didn't.
We have Kathy.
Hello.
We have Mike.
Hola.
We have Jen.
Howdy doodly doo.
We have Steven.
Hello.
And we have Suzanne.
Hello.
And myself,
and Bart. Yay.
Top of the morning to ya.
Oh, that was good.
That was my Lucky Charms impression.
It was, hey, I believed it.
On this episode, I hope we make it through it because I'm wondering about my computer at the moment.
Technology.
Bart's just a voice. We can't see him.
We can't. So we have no idea when he is like face palming on something we say.
Right. We're going to have to be very good because we're not getting any feedback.
Pay no attention to
or me. Worse yet, it records everybody but me.
Oh, that would be actually.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. It would be a crazy show.
But the last time we had that was I was still using Audacity. I was still using Audacity.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3. Fuck you, Audacity, or whatever you said. I don't know.
Fuck you, Audacity.
I remember that one. Oh, boy.
Keep checking our website. We haven't been keeping up with much other than the council notes and our police blotter, but people are loving the police blotter.
Yeah.
Great.
The police blotter is a hit.
Politics I know I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you think of the paper and what you think of the show. You can get a hold of us on Facebook, and you can also email us.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
You know, send us what you think of the show. Tell us your best insults. Tell us,
we can take
you know,
it.
Tell us anything.
Give us new topics to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You smell like cheese.
I have been noticing that we've been getting a message on Facebook that it's our last warning for something.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Have you guys seen that?
Those are getting really annoying.
It's somebody's phishing attempt.
Yes, it is. And it's just like, this is your last warning. And I'm like, boy.
My dad gets similar shit on his phone texts all the time.
Oh, that's not good.
Your phone's being locked down for illegal activities.
Yeah,
and
this is your last warning.
Last warning. And then
your account's going to be shut down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's make a payment now or we're going to do this. And then, yeah.
Hope he's not falling for it.
Oh, he tries to click on it.
Oh, he tries to click on it every time.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
His phone is probably so infested. We're just, like, deleting and junking everything.
Oh,
he doesn't have any credit cards stored in his phone.
No, we took all his credit cards away. He doesn't have access to any of it. He hasn't figured out how to put his...
He tries to put his personal information in all the time. We see it. Like, we always see the messages, hey, you didn't finish your payment. You know, he's gotten all the way to a payment, but then he doesn't have anything to pay.
He also tried to open a PayPal account and didn't tell us.
And
he started getting information in the physical mail to try to confirm it.
They gave him a PayPal account online
with
credit
a $500
card.
Oh,
yes.
Oh man.
We intercepted it.
We intercepted it because they sent a mail saying, here's your new account. And I just went right on the chat and it's like, you know, please close this account. I have dementia and I shouldn't be doing this. And they did close it. He tried to do it again and got another letter. Since you close your previous account, you're not allowed to have another account.
Oh, that's good.
God, they listen to the chat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
Scary.
Sneaky little old man trying to spend money.
Yeah. If I give him the envelope with a card in it, he will hide it from me somewhere in the house, so I can't try to not find
take
it.
Take the card.
So we have to open his mail a lot and throw away shit and
Jeez. Yeah, that's difficult when you start becoming the caregiver of your parents, right? I mean, they're the ones who are supposed to take care of you, and then you have to change roles, and that's hard.
Yeah, well, just scams, you know. Scams are convincing
for the elderly. March of Dimes, all the stuff. He'd, like, send them something, like, every week, and you just tries to write all these checks for this shit. So if I don't monitor that, he'll just write thousands of dollars of checks just to charities. Because just to write checks, because he enjoys writing checks. He's like, oh, I got lots of money in the bank. We can spend it on whatever. He doesn't even care.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's not good. I mean, they're getting pretty tricky. I mean, I get emails all the time, and I'm like, oh man, this is a good one because it looks legitimate.
It really does. Yeah. It gets that click, and you always just have to be like, don't do it.
Don't do it. If you're not expecting an email, do not open it up. Don't click on any attachments.
You know, the phone calls getting you try to sell your house. You must be buying houses now, cash for houses.
I know.
I get those all the time.
Yep.
We survived the Front Street pub crawl.
You guys went to that?
Yeah, I would love to hear about that. We didn't go down Cuyahoga Falls. We did something else, but we didn't go down there.
It was the busiest I have ever seen the pub crawl.
There was an hour line to get drinks everywhere we went.
Thousands of people.
Yeah, it was very claustrophobic in some spots.
Oh, yeah? Where did you find that to be?
Well, in that Mario.
Oh,
yeah, I bet.
It's small.
Everybody's at that bar. Yeah, and once you got away from it, like we went to the other side, it was okay. But boy, waiting for a drink, it was like really packed. And then, well, I kind of feel that way a little bit. I don't know if it's just my age or what, but like in the basement bars, because like we were in the basement at Higher Brewing Company too for a little bit. And that wasn't that packed, but I just can't wait to get out of that basement, you know?
Yeah, we didn't hit Ohio Brewing. We started off at Hi-Ho and Tiki Underground, lines out the door.
We didn't hear them.
Yeah. Then where did we go? We went to
Jenks.
Oh, the Jenks.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, they had music. Yeah.
And that was freaking packed.
And that was packed.
And then we went down.
Then we took the shuttle down to Missing Mountain.
That's where we started.
They did a shuttle. Oh, yeah, that's
free
nice.
Shuttle.
Free shuttle.
They had two buses running, small little buses.
Oh, and how was Dora? Did you take advantage of that?
We did, yes. But the door, it doesn't extend out to Missing Mountain, You couldn't bring your cup on the bus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we started at Missing Mountain, and I tell you, that flatbread pepperoni we had was unbelievably good.
I don't think we didn't have any food there.
We had Patsy's pierogies.
No, pierogi lady.
Pierogi lady.
At Hi Ho.
Oh.
First time we've ever had pierogi lady.
Yeah, it was really good.
Is it good?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So good.
And then the guy next door that, you know, they have the selling all the kayaks and have the t-shirts and they're out and record the albums and stuff. He was grilling Rubens on a flat top grill outside and giving away for free.
Really? Yeah, free. Oh, wow.
They had a little fireplace. We sat outside and drank our beer and
Got a Reuben.
I got a Reuben and then, yeah.
That looks like a nice place. I haven't been down there yet. The last place we before we got picked up was Jenks.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Leo's looked packed. We drove by Leo's. The Works was packed. Ohio Brewing was packed. Missing Mountain was packed. MacArthur's didn't look too bad, but from what I could see, but I guarantee it was probably full.
Yeah.
You know, and then Rise and Shine was on the pub crawl too. I don't know how.
Did you go to Rise and Shine, Kathy? We did not.
Well, we did. We were going to start there to eat, but it was like a 45-minute wait.
Okay.
But to Missing Mountain. And then we went back to Rise and Shine to get the shuttle.
Okay.
It was a long wait. So, but every place seemed to be like very busy doing, you know, lots of business.
Was everybody nice or was there getting rowdy or?
Yeah.
Everyone was friendly. Was
good. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that it, you know.
All the green outfits were great too.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there was some fun outfits out there.
A lot of people brought their kids, brought their dogs. A
lot of dogs. So many doodles were out.
Uh-huh.
Different shapes and sizes of doodles. It's amazing. Welcome, Bart. Cool. Your video is working. Woohoo!
Oh, Bart. Yeah, I can see you.
I'm flicking out again, though.
You're in a forest or something? Where are you today?
Yeah, there's a panda behind me.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there it is.
He's got a panda in his living room.
Well, we didn't go downtown, but Mike and I went out with a couple friends of ours. We tried out, what was it, the Green Dragon Inn in Akron. And it is a bar with board games and things like that. And it was the coolest place ever. I mean, it was kind of looks like a castle. They had it kind of decorated like a castle. The food was pretty good. The drinks were good. I mean, they had hundreds of games you could pick, you know, and you just tell them what game you want. And they can bring it from, you know, complex games to they actually had chutes and ladders. So I think you probably might be able to bring kids or if you want to play chutes and ladders with your, you know. So it was really fun. I would highly recommend it. Like I said, we had the food and the food was really good and the drinks were good. And it was just a really cool vibe. They have a individual room that you can kind of rent. And it was only like $50 for a couple hours.
Yeah, it was $50 for 2 hours. And then thought it was $20 for every hour after that.
Additional hour.
but it has its own TV, you know, it has like a 10 person table, it's your own, you know, server for it and this and that. I mean, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was like a castle kind of you brought in there and you just, I mean, it was definitely.
You could bring your own games in if you want, you know, so there were a couple people that were doing D&D, you know, so you can bring your own stuff if you don't want to use their stuff too.
Fun.
It was, yeah, oh, it was very fun. I would highly recommend it. And I think it wasn't as busy because people were out there doing the bar crawls. So it was good timing for us, but had a great time.
And Friday night, we did the night out with NASA. That was pretty cool.
We did. I was going to do that for my good news, but go ahead and blow it for
me. Oh, my bad.
Michael.
Nope.
That's fine.
We can talk about it then. It's just going to be a few minutes.
I could just bring it up, and that was it, and you could do it on your good news.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get started with our podcast.
Ooh, maybe. Bart.
Bart's gone again.
Oh.
No. Come on, Bart. Are you gone?
Well, I've been a wild kitty for many is the year, and I found a nice pub that's serving up mixed with beer. Well, this makes me quite happy, so I'll purr with galore, for I never will be a wild kitty no more, and it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I be a wild kitty, no, never.
Into our round table after much technical issues.
We'll yeah.
See how long we last here.
Yeah.
A former West Geauga Schools resource officer has been accused of driving drunk with a loaded gun in their car.
Oh, gosh.
Geauga Falls police stopped their SUV just before midnight on March 2nd. On Route 8, the person's from Willowick, they face felony counts of carrying concealed weapons and improperly handling firearms on a motor vehicle, and misdemeanor counts of using weapons while intoxicated, OVI, and other moving violations.
That's not
apparently
good.
Courts say he was twice asked if he was carrying a weapon and said he wasn't, but there was a loaded gun right in the car.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
That's really crazy.
He also refused a blood alcohol test.
Oh, dear. Does that mean he loses his license for a year?
He was given a $5,000 personal reconnaissance bond in each case, and the court ordered him to abstain from alcohol and drugs. So, yeah.
Not good.
Just up there by Chapel Hill.
Yikes.
So, did he lose his job, or is that pending the outcome of the court?
No, that's probably still
yeah,
in the works.
Still pending.
Yeah.
He would lose his job, and then the police union would
get him back
on the
right
job. Back in.
Yeah.
Because they have too much power.
As a school resource officer, do you think, or would they give him some kind of other?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
desk job.
He wouldn't lose his job.
I have your answer.
As a police officer, but the school district might be able to kick him out. So.
What's
the
answer?
He was formerly a Chester Township police officer and assigned to West Geauga Schools. He resigned prior to his arrest on March 2nd.
He
resigned. He left.
Well, that's
just
good.
Just before this happened.
Yeah. Just before it happened.
Well, I mean, this is this week, and this was on March 2nd. He resigned.
Oh, so something's like, going on with him.
Yeah, like a week before.
Interesting. Well, hopefully he gets some help, because it sounds like he needs it.
Yeah. The team at Liberty Park is currently working ahead for their March 22nd and 23rd of Maple Mania.
Maple Mania.
They've been collecting sugar maple sap and boiling it.
Simmering.
This is our struggle bus show. That's okay. Everyone will feel good about
boiling,
listening.
Simmering, cooking, reducing.
Boiling. Oh,
look at you.
Boil, toil, and trouble.
Oh.
But this, people will be able to see the process up close of making maple sugar and learn about the natural history of sugar maples and how it's evolved over the years.
That's
this, again, this is happening at Liberty Park Nature Center, March 23rd and 24th.
Where is that? Where's Liberty Park?
But I didn't look.
Is that in the falls?
Yes.
I don't.
It's part of Summit Metro Parks.
Ah.
Okay. So it's
I don't recognize the name though.
Yeah. When you go to that park, you feel liberated.
Wonderful.
So it is in Twinsburg.
Okay. Very nice. Okay.
I've never made maple syrup.
Me either.
I've had friends. I know we Bob and Mary do, and they have.
I have never made maple syrup.
Yeah, I imagine it's not.
I know many people do.
Yes.
We went to see it somewhere out in Westlake or Rocky River. They were doing it the one time this time of year. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Mm. Sorry, Bart, I cut you off.
It is very delicious. Oh, you're
good. From what my sister was saying, it hasn't been like a real good maple season.
Oh, because we haven't had a lot of cold.
Yeah. I guess she works at a camp and she's like, they had like maybe a weekend.
Oh, man.
So we should stock up on maple syrup now so before the prices go through the roof.
Yeah.
Invest, you know.
Cuyahoga Falls High School has opened up a new clothing store called Tigers Tigers. The mission is to provide all students with the needed essentials of life while providing a safe space and giving back to the community.
Tigers Tigers. Okay.
It's opened by
maybe rah rah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third clothing store freshman Meredith Mihailovic has opened for students in the district after opening stores at Bullock and Roberts Middle Schools in the previous years. Students in the Life Skills class assisted her with helping get the store and clothing ready for opening. It's open Thursdays during Tiger Time for students needing clothes and toiletry items. And they are taking donations of shirts, shorts, sweatpants, coats, shoes, socks, hoodies, new packages of underwear, toothbrushes, toothpaste, just toiletry items in general.
That's really interesting. So this is it free for the kids to go in there, or is it like low cost, or I mean?
You know what? It doesn't say the cost.
I bet it's free.
But yeah, it's really, it feels like it's more of a, you need this, come in and get it.
Yeah, we have the supplies. Because
you aren't able to get it elsewhere.
Yeah.
I wonder if they could like work with like Plato's Closet, because I know that they get a lot of clothes that they can't sell, and I don't know what they do with clothes that they need to get off of their inventory. They might be able to work with them too. Yeah. I don't know if anybody knows anybody from the school side or Plato's Closet side. I'm just wondering if they could work with them, because, you know, it may be still really good clothes and stuff like that. They just can't sell it because of whatever reason. That's a great idea.
The high-level bridge connecting the falls to Akron, Summit County has secured funds to replace it.
Yay!
That's awesome. That is a big deal.
They just received an additional $4.1 million.
Yeah, Ohio has a lot of bridges that need to be updated and redone. They're old.
That's a bridge too far.
Oh, jeez.
You crossed the line.
Could you say the humor was engorged?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
That's good. I'm done.
Mike
wins. Try again. Easter's
coming up in 2 weeks, and the 68th annual egg hunt will be taking place March 30th from 10 to noon at both Kaiser Park and Waterworks Park. Children can go hunting for eggs, bring their own bag or basket, participate at a craft table, and there will be goodie bags for the first 500 children per park.
Nice.
That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Most important part is next.
What?
I was going to say the most important part's next, though. The next what? Line.
Oh, each park will have a food truck on site.
Oh.
Food truck.
But not a beer truck.
Food truck. Food makes fat kid hungry.
Next, Burlington Stores have donated $5,000 to Price Elementary School, a tradition they hold whenever they open a new store, they donate to a local elementary school.
That's cool.
That's
they
awesome.
Just reopened their call. They just reopened at Chapel Hill at a new location. So
yeah, they didn't move far.
No,
they moved just a little bit. Mike and I walked in there. Was it last week? Weekend? Something like that.
Might have been the week before. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a Burlington.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the problem was that they had such a large space and I don't think they had that much inventory anymore. So I think it's pretty much the same stuff. It's just it's more compassionate.
Well, why pay for the square footage if
exactly.
You can't use it?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Has anybody been to that Lowe's outlet they opened up yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
A couple times. Yeah.
It is.
Good deals or?
Yeah, you can get some good deals.
You got to check everything out though. You know, a lot of it is scratch dent or return or whatever, but like we're looking for dishwashers and they have like two. You know, it's very limited on dishwashers, but if you need a fridge, They have a shit ton of fridges.
We're looking for an electric convection oven.
They have
for my dad.
I think they might have some. They might have some. Yeah,
they do. We didn't really look over in that area, but I think those are on the front right of the store ish. You know, because like everything's kind of like you go in and on the left hand side was like your smaller stuff. Outdoor power equipment and like dishwashers and stuff, and then
so it's all like, do there's scratch and dent tools too, or
very little, very hit or miss. I mean, like they might have just like a rack of here's some hoses or fertilizer just some like leftover stuff, but majority of it is like some toaster ovens, maybe some small
Cuisinart, mostly larger appliances. Like it sounds like
yes, and then
they have a ton of refrigerators.
Half the store is refrigerators freezers and whatnot. And I mean, it, like I said, it dominates pretty much the whole back half of the store. Then they have washer and dryers in like in the middle, all different types, and then ranges, and they have like some over the hood or over the range microwave hood combos and stuff like that. You know, kind of on the one side, but. Majority of it, from what I, maybe it's just the fact that they're the size of them, is majority is refrigerators though, you know. But they have some pretty good deals. I mean, we saw a couple that I think were retailed around $2,700 to $3,200, and they were $750 to $800 out of
it. Wow. Yeah. I mean, if it's a Samsung, I don't care how much it costs.
We agree.
Samsung and LG, I mean, they look great, but I'm like, nope, I am not getting either one of those, you know.
Yeah, we'll go by and we'll be like, oh, this is cool looking or whatever. You see it's a Samsung. We're like, keep on walking.
But yeah, I mean, they have, you know, Frigidaire Gallery Series, you know, Maytag,
Whirlpool.
You know, I mean, Whirlpool, GE Profile. I mean, they even have, you know, a lot of counter depth ones. They had a couple that were, you know, put your own front panels on or cabinet doors on. Yeah, I mean, they, but it is very hit or miss, you know, sure. So.
Well, it sounds like you never know what they're going to have because it's all one-offs. And
It's always rotating.
Yeah, you might find the one you want and it's got a big giant dent in the side. You don't like it.
Some do. I mean, yeah, you're walking by and like the door's got this huge dent in it and you're like, fuck, you know, it's like, can I replace the door? Can I replace the skin? But what other damage is happening?
I would usually, if it's not a bad dent, would I just put the refrigerator magnet.
Put a picture over
it. There you go.
And that's what we joked about that. But I mean, yeah, there are some where it's like you look in there and like maybe the one of the shelves is broken, like in the freezer side or something. You know, if it has like a glass shelf, you could see.
You can buy those shelves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like.
They can't sell it for full price because that. You're like, can I fix that?
Some of them might have like a forklift dent on the side of it, you know.
Sure.
But if
it's going to be between two cabinets, you'll never see it.
Exactly. Yep. You know? Exactly. And that's where you're going to make, you know, it's a good deal for you. I mean, and we saw a couple of them like, hey, we like this idea. We like this idea, you know. And there were some that, you know, a lot of them were just like, okay, we fit a pizza box, you know, a frozen pizza box in this one. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were like, nope, you know. So it's kind of nice to be able to actually go, okay, I like this, and keep an eye out, you know. But we have some good deals.
Our refrigerator is probably 15, 16 years old.
Something like that.
And it's, all the shelves are broken. You can buy replacement shelves for like $300 because there aren't many left.
Yeah.
It's an older model. Right. But it keeps working and working and working. And it's so quiet and super efficient. And I'm like, I just don't want it to die.
Yeah.
Like us, washer. I mean, I got it when the girls moved in. So 12 years ago, it was a $500 cheapie at the time or maybe $450 out the door. And, you know, I've replaced the heating element, I replaced the, you know, thermal breaker, I replaced, you know, some stuff on. Now it's like both racks are taking a shit. The control board's taking a shit or has taken a shit, you know, so it doesn't do the heat cycle at the end. But it's like, you know, the control board, $150. The racks are $100 each. I'm like, right there, you're at, you know, $350 and you're
buying a new one.
A new one. You know, so
So that's kind of what we're looking for.
You know.
Well, I always felt like the people that have the water and the ice in the actual refrigerator, I feel like that's so bougie. And I'm like, I keep saying that. I know that I've made it if I have a refrigerator with water and ice. And I'm like, that's all I want. Uh-huh. So I can look at it and say, look at that. I've made it, guys. I've made it.
my dad's
had
one like that probably for a while, probably 15, 20 years. He's had one like that.
Bragging.
He's on a second one that does it. And actually what it does, it just eats up a lot of the internal square footage of this refrigerator, is what it does.
We have to look at that.
The filters, you got to replace the filters all the time.
This is my dream.
We did find one.
Sorry.
You go for it if you want to, but I think they're a pain in the ass. So.
They are, but I mean, there was one that I was impressed with because it was, there were two. there was one where all that stuff was in the door of the freezer, like the ice maker, everything was in that. And that, so when you open the door up, that space is all confined in the door, but then you had racking behind it. Yeah. I was like, that's actually kind of smart. You know, it's like where they put all the components in the door, and it's probably a less of an ice capacity, but whatever, you know, I don't care about ice as much.
The door has to be a lot thicker, and then you have to accommodate
a little bit
in your house. It's a deeper refrigerator than at that point.
And that,
we have size limitations where we're at now.
Same.
You know, fridge can only be so tall and so wide, and that's it.
Yeah.
So it sucks where my dad's house, where he lives now, you could fit a big ass refrigerator because there's a lot more room. But our house, it's very specific. It has to be.
Yeah. We're like, we're locked into like two models. Like it's always Frigidaire and
they're like basic models. And it's like, well, it has a built-in ice maker. I don't give a shit. And it runs well. And so whatever.
There was one that actually saw that, or we were looking at. It was a little smaller of a refrigerator because it's just the two of us for the most part. But it actually had an 80-20 French door split, where the fridge size was 80% of the space and the freezer was only a 20. And I'm like, that's kind of perfect for us because we have more refrigerated stuff than we do frozen.
Right.
And we kicked around the idea of getting a chest freezer, like a small chest freezer anyway, you know, for some other stuff.
It's a good idea. Keep one in the, you know, we're taking your basement. Fridge, move in the basement and just use that.
Yeah. If this one is dying.
Yeah,
we have very, 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 very old appliances. So
they came with the house. So
they really do. It does make a difference when your energy bill. You'll be surprised when you upgrade.
Yeah. We're definitely thinking about redoing our kitchen.
Probably 20 years old.
Yeah.
So roll around loud as fuck, but it just runs and it never broke. It's never broken once.
And we bought it used on Facebook Marketplace.
It was like 10 years old when we bought it.
Hmm.
And it's great. I mean, all the racks are starting to rust out, and it's so old, the racks are cost more than it does replace the dishwasher.
That's
so
we're
just trying to hold on to it.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, you know what? It's time.
It is time.
It is time.
All right, enough about appliances.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Riveting stuff.
Yeah. Everyone that was listening probably would tune out right there. And after that, they'd be done.
They're like, this is what's interesting to us now at our age.
Yeah. Look at this bullshit. We're going forward.
I quit rambling. Shut that ball down.
Oh, my. Okay. Sorry.
Well, you know what it is time for?
What?
Not yet.
Okay. Relax.
It's time for the next round of gap financing for qualified businesses in Chicago Falls.
Exciting. Wow.
It's finance time.
The Community Improvement Corporation will be administering these loans, offering loans of $50,000 to $100,000, which are designed to assist new and existing businesses undergoing expansion, financing of up to 30% of the total cost. This is for new and existing businesses in the Falls. So remember that. It's not just for new businesses. It's for all of them.
Great.
The next round of applications will be accepted through June 30th. And for more information, you can contact Mary Spoggy via telephone 971-8137 or SPAUGY at cityofcf.com.
Cool. Yeah. Get your application in.
Yep. Help local business. I'm just Ken.
I forgot. So sitting here.
So house.
Don't you worry about
Dojo Casa House.
I get weird stuff. Sorry.
That's amazing.
Sorry.
I was going to give that to the kids. I thought it was funny.
I would totally want that as a t-shirt.
I know, right? Okay, so I do have some good news, sort of, and I'm going to let Mike take the lead on it because he probably listened more than I did. But Cuyahoga Falls had a really cool event on Friday, and it was called Night with NASA, or what
Night
was
Out with NASA, I think
Night Out with NASA. And I think it was one of the first times they've done something like this. Mm-hmm. And it was really impressive. They've been putting it together for about a year, and they had the orchestra, the Akron.
Akron Orchestra, but that was just a quintet, quintet or quartet? It might have been quartet. But yeah, they were playing all, you know, moon themed or space themed music all throughout the event. Very low key.
Interstellar.
Yeah.
They played a little bit from that. They played The Mandalorian, Moon River,
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Oh, that's awesome. Stuff like,
Touched all the genres.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, light appetizers and food and some drinks and whatnot. And then they had a guest speaker. I'm trying to find, I think it was Dr. Kerrigan. I can't remember his first name. He's actually, he works at NASA. I forget if it's Glenn or Lewis. I think it's Glenn by the airport. He's actually a chemical engineering doctor, and he's actually working with photovoltaic regenerative hydrogen fuel cells for the Artemis program.
That's why you're talking about that, because I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
It was cool. You know, it's a closed loop system to provide power. Like, you know, I never thought about this, but, you know, he did the whole NASA spiel, you know, before talking about the eclipse and what to expect and what, you know, which most of us kind of knew what was going to happen, this and that. But the Artemis thing was kind of cool, you know, explained how it's going beyond what Apollo program did. And, but like what he's working on, like I didn't know that, you know, if you have a station on the moon, let's say you have 14 hours of sun or 14 days of sunlight, 14 days of darkness. And, you know, cause since we're in lockstep with, you know, or the moon's in lockstep with us, we only see the one side, but I never realized that there's a 14 day period of light and dark up on the moon. And, you know, if you have a station up there and you need to derive power, how are you going to do it? You know, besides batteries, you know, those aren't going to last so long, but, you know, you have to have some way of providing power for a station up there for 2 weeks. So that's what he's working on. And basically it's just using a solar panel to electrolyze water, create your hydrogen and oxygen, use it through a full fuel cell, and then it turns it back into water, goes back and
turns it into hydrogen. Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, electrolyzes water into hydrogen, oxygen, and use the hydrogen and possibly the oxygen in a fuel cell.
Oxygen you can breathe, and then the water, and then the hydrogen you can burn.
But it does operate in a closed loop system, so because then it gets turned back to water, so it goes back.
The byproduct is water, but just obviously much less, and they can just go around. Sure, but they just
keep using it, and it was kind of cool. Yeah, small scale demonstration, of course. And I asked him, I'm like, you know, what's the viability, feasibility of that coming down to the public sector, you know, so we can use these for cars possibly. But
they're trying to do that in cars now, but it's not going as they expected. It's a little harder to make it work.
Hydrogen fuel cells personally I think is a better way to go, but the problem is the industry is not, or the infrastructure is not set up for it.
You think you got a pressurized hydrogen container in your car, that's what worries me. It's a fucking bomb.
It is.
In the right accident, and you never know what can happen in a fucking accident. Truck plows into you. I don't care how well protected, it's going to burst.
Same with natural gas and, you know, propane power and all. I mean, it's the same thing, but it's also the same with fuel and diesel. Yeah. It's just more volatile, you know.
It's more energy packed. So gasoline, it doesn't really kind of burns, but this is like a bomb.
It's explosive.
It blows up.
And you can have, but you also have, you know, longer runtime with it. It's cleaner.
Yes.
It's, you know, a small container. You know, there's ways that you can.
I mean, they'll figure it out. But I think we're going to go through electrical phase for a while, and then everything's electrified, and then it's going to change over to hydrogen at some point, I'm sure. Sure.
Well, depending when Big Petro says we can, you know, that's.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, and also when the technology is cheap enough and viable enough, and the changeover won't be that bad, there'll be hybrid ones that are electric and hydrogen and whoever the fuck knows. So
yep, fun.
But I mean, it was a pretty cool.
It was a really good event. I mean, I thought they did a heck of a job putting it together.
And I think we just lost the rest of our listeners right there, people.
Oh, come on, let's do the nerdy stuff. Oh, were they? I mean, kind of.
Where was it at? Where was it?
It was at the Natatorium.
At the Nat. Oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was completely booked. They were out of tickets, so there was enough people. And when we went there, we thought we were going to see more people we knew, and we didn't. So it was like a whole different crowd, people being interested in it. It was a really great event, I thought.
And one thing I forgot about, so they had there was a table set up out front from IHM, which they actually are able to participate. They qualified regionally or whatever, and they're for, I think it was rockets. And they were able to go to a national event, which, you know, there's collegiate level, high school, middle, and elementary level. They were one of three.
One of three?
And it was one of three in the nation that at elementary level that is able to go and participate in this event. There's only 30 schools overall selected in the country, and they were one of three elementaries that are able to go and participate. So
Wow. It's in Florida, right? It's in the, it's at,
I thought they were going.
Yeah, I thought so too.
So yeah, they get to go down there and launch their rockets and do all their stuff and see all this stuff. And it was pretty cool though. I mean, to be able to, you know, beat out everybody, you know, a state and a regional qualifier, it was pretty cool of them.
Yeah.
So shout out to them.
Yes. Yeah. Good job. So it was a really cool thing. And then we got to have, we got a couple glasses. So we're able to see the, you know, the eclipse. And Cuyahoga Falls, I think probably everybody knows, is they're going to have a massively large event, even though everybody says stay home. They're going to have this large event down.
You know, I mean, we could walk down there. We're close.
Yeah, we could. We could. Yeah.
So it's not that. I mean, I plan on trying to photograph it if the because I bought a special 20 stop filter for my camera. I'm going to try to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be out there for hours and
try to take it. It's going to be really nice. I mean, how long I think it starts. I mean, he had a timeline of when it's going to be. I think we all are
hearing the 3 o'clock.
Like 1 to 4.
3:17.
Yeah, 3:15.
Like 3:15, 3:17, like something like that. Yeah. Lasts for a couple minutes and then...
If it's not cloudy.
It's like three, it's like cloudy. It's going to last for like 3 minutes and 26 seconds or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even if it's cloudy, it's still going to get really dark and cold.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're going to still be able to feel it.
It'll feel like it's almost nighttime. And so, yeah.
Yes. And they're like, you're going to feel the temperature drop and all that stuff. Yes. So you're still going to be able to experience it if you can't really see it. Yeah. So it's an extremely cool thing. And I think Cuyahoga Falls did a great job putting that event together. So
it's, I went through one when I was a kid. And
but not a total cool.
I think it was in California.
You were in a different state. Okay. Ohio hasn't had one. Okay, cool. That's cool. And what did you like it?
It was cool. I was a kid. I thought it was amazing. But now I did it once and I'm like, well, you know, it's just whatever.
But not a lot of people have experienced.
Obviously I'm going to be outside trying to, I have my glasses, the ones for my eyes, and I have the one lens for
the thing for the
camera. Yeah. By the way, do not stare at it without the proper protection. Also, do you try to take a picture of it with your regular camera not, without the filter, it will melt your sensor. So we were asking,
we were talking about that. So we were kind of curious about it because somebody asked a question about whether or not you could take the picture with a cell phone. And he was kind of wasn't sure about the components of it. But he's like, don't look at the picture. Don't look at your camera while you're taking a picture of it. But I also thought it would melt. It would do something with your cell phone.
The cell phone doesn't, the zoom lens on a cell phone is not
powerful enough.
And when the cell phone, a lot of times when cell phones are viewing objects that far away, it uses what's called digital zoom. So it's like a 50, 60 megapixel sensor. And you're not, it doesn't actually use a telephoto lens. You're just blowing it up in the camera. And honestly, the cell phone's going to take a crappy picture. It's just going to be all blown out. It's not going to look great.
It's not going to look great, but would it ruin the phone?
It shouldn't. Because you're not zooming in. Because the zoom lens, when you zoom in on something that bright, it concentrates that light, like a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And then it melts the sensor or it fries your fucking eye when you're looking through the with SLR.
Is that the same for any kind of, like if you're trying to take a picture of the sun, no matter what, and like what is making it magnify it so much that we have to be so concerned about our eyes and stuff?
Your eyes are different than the camera. I mean, you try to stare at the sun. Have you ever tried to stare at the sun? You can't. It fucking hurts.
Yeah.
So that's just dangerous. You shouldn't stare at the sun anyway. It doesn't matter about the eclipse. You should never stare at the sun. Let the sun let you, you're fucking stupid. And you're like,
hey. That's president. So, yeah. What?
Wow.
Who said that?
Now, we all know who tried to do that on national television.
Orange. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So it's really just because people are going to be staring at it for long. Yes. So it's the same effect if you try to stare at the sun now. It's just because everybody's going to be looking at it.
You're going to hurt and you're not going to like it. It's going to cause damage.
So. That's what you were saying, Mike, too. Yeah. So, okay.
It doesn't matter. I mean, the sun's not going to be any brighter on that day than it is today.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's, you know, so.
But it's going to be fun. It's going to be cool. I mean,
Your cell phone should survive fine. And most wide angle normal lenses that should survive fine. But you put a telephoto lens on that. It concentrates that light and it's going to mess up whatever's behind it. Unless you have a filter on it that's designed for it. That's all.
Well,
even on that, I mean, when we had the telescope out and looking at the moon, that surprised how bright the moon actually is without the moon filter on there. You know, I mean, I was just like, holy shit, that hurts.
Take a telescope and use it without the right filter. You will burn your eye up and fry the telescope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so don't do that. I mean, the moral of the story is if you are going to get the glasses, make sure that it's iOS certified. I think he was saying how
ISO 2112-2 or something like that.
Hold on, let me get the glasses.
But I did ask him because, like, I was asking him, like, well, about welding glasses, you know, and I'm, like, looking. This and it says work. You get. Well, they said you get a shade 14 welding glass, which is pretty damn dark. I mean, mine at work go to 13. But then some dude in the audience, which I wanted to ask him, he's like, no, you can't use those because it's a different wavelength.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm curious, you know, is it, you know.
You probably need what's more like a neutral density filter instead of like a UV filter or whatever that is for welding helmets. Your ND filter blocks all of the light, you know,
so infrared otherwise. The glasses,
so it blocks a certain amount of all of the light, not just part of the light.
Not just a certain spectrum.
Yeah, because I just bought a 20-stop neutral density filter, and it looks like it's fucking black. I mean, unless you're holding up in the sun, it's so dark.
These you can't see, the ones that – so if you're going to get the Eclipse glasses off of the internet – you want to make sure that it has the ISO 12-12312-2, I guess is what he said that you need to look for. So the ISO 12312-2, make sure it's that rated if you're going to, because, you know, you might be getting stuff that off the internet, you never know. But he said if it has the ISO logo on it, you should be good to go because you don't know what kind of what you're getting when you're getting off of like Amazon or stuff like that. So yeah, it was a great event. I learned a lot and I thought it was super fun and they did a great job. So moving on, guys, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Bart's Arts. Oh, that was good. That was the best one yet. Yeah.
The reception for Luann Bohlbecker's new solo show at the Jenks, Come Away With Me, will be on March 23rd from 5 to 7. The show features around 100 works that will take you to distant lands, both real and imaginary. You can learn the history and basics of henna at the Artful Cricket on Sunday, March 24th. This class will include a tutorial on the basic techniques and design elements, and students will receive a henna kit with a cone of fresh henna, a practice board, templates, and aftercare instructions. Registration is $65 per person.
That actually would be kind of cool to do. I mean, one of our older daughter's friend did Hannah. Like, she would go and actually do it. And she did it for prom or something like that on her back. And I kind of watched the process of it. And it was it homecoming or prom? I don't remember.
Prom.
But it is so fascinating. And the details that they put into it is just amazing. And it lasted a while. So that would be a fun thing to go to.
Do it on my head.
Hey,
that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty epic.
Yeah.
And now two different nights for movies. The Community Vineyard Church on State Road is having a free movie night on Friday, this coming Friday. They'll be playing the new Super Mario Brothers movie.
Ooh.
And on April 6th at the City Building, there will be a movie Under the Moon in the parking lot. And they will be showing E.T.
A big whole no. E.T. is probably the scariest movie ever.
Oh, come on.
Oh, when I saw it as a kid, I slept in my parents' bed for a week. It's creepy. It's right up there with Coraline for kids. That is just.
Ouch.
The big gnarly thing is going to touch you.
Ouch. No, it's a creepy. Flying bicycle. I'd probably watch it now and think, oh my gosh, I can't believe I was scared of that. But I remember being so scared of it.
Yeah. I think it's one of the best Spielberg movies he's made.
Yeah.
I mean, at least one's for design.
Worst video game ever, though.
Yeah. What was that, Mike?
That is the worst video game ever.
Yeah. Oh, E.T. video game. Do you guys remember that one?
Ah, that thing sucked.
Has anybody seen the Super Mario Brothers movie yet?
I have.
No.
I watched it too. It's cute. It's cute.
Is it?
Yeah, it's nice. But that versus E.T., I'm sorry, but E.T. is the better movie. But, you know.
Aw, yeah, well. Now, I'll probably get scared watching it.
If you hit E.T., but with Jack Black's Peaches song.
Oh, God. Peaches.
I love Jack Black. He's awesome.
He is. He is great. No, what is his? What is his song name? What is it?
Tenacious D.
Thank you. Yes.
He's the name of their group. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
The twosome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's great.
They came through Kent. They played at the Kent stage once, years back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
They were actually at Blossom, I think, last year, the year before.
Oh, were they? That's neat.
Yeah,
that is. It's cool.
Opening for somebody. I don't remember who it was, but yeah.
Huh.
So if you've made it this far, thank you for joining us this week.
You are true fans.
We apologize.
Yeah. <we're...
laughs> This one was a struggle bus from start to finish.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Remember, we do hear your ideas for potential interviewees, articles for the paper, what you think of the show. You can email all of those to us.
FallStreetPress@gmail.com.
Maybe you could say.
Plus, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts if you enjoyed what you heard. And also remember, if you haven't yet, go vote.
Vote.
Yeah, Tuesday's primary day.
Vote.
Yep.
Vote.
Like our lives depend on it, because they do.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
So for now, yeah, we'll see you next time.
Jeez, Jen.
Hey, I'm out. Screw you guys.
She's like, I'm just wrapping this up.
I really don't know where to hit fade out on this.
That's great.
That's a good one.
I want to say bye.
Bye.
Later.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.